Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. What up, bitches, and welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I am Francesca, your host, who has had a very lovely week. Week one, stroke two of the school holidays. Bohemia and I lived out a true manifestation of what was on my goal list for 2022, which was to be back in the world, to be living life with my children and just to be in the real world again. I can't believe, looking back to just January, you know, that was however many months ago, that really felt like a huge goal of mine and that I really wasn't in the world. And now here I am living my goddamn life. Beau and I had a weekend in London, just the two of us. We went to see Matilda the musical. We took a rickshaw ride around Soho with fucking Miley Cyrus blaring. We were living our best lives, okay? Apart from when she made me climb the monument in pretty much 30 degree heat. I was not living my best life then, I will admit. But we had an amazing time. And now it's her birthday. I'm getting ready to like have a 3-day birthday bonanza. It's all going on. And do you know what? If you are a working mum during the school holidays, I see you, because it is hard to juggle everything and to feel like you're giving your children enough time and attention and to feel like you're having enough fun and going out. And then you're also keeping up with work. It is a struggle. The struggle is real. Anyway, today I wanted to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about for a while. I've been making like a little list, and who knows what it's for. Is it for a book? Is it for what? I don't know. But it is a little list of life lessons that I have learned through my, 10, 15 years of using the law of attraction, applying the law of attraction in my life and manifesting. And I think that lessons are best learned not through books and stuff, but through your own life experiences, right? So I'm going to share with you three of those life lessons that I have learned in the last couple of years today. So the first one is the importance of letting go of the old to make room for the new. Now, this is a process. I have not 100% learned this lesson. I continue to accept things into my life that are not in 100% alignment because I'm scared that that is the best it's going to get. And it's a fucking process. Look, I will admit to you, it is a goddamn process. I am still learning this. But where this life lesson came about was during the pandemic, one of the most stressful things for me was keeping my salon in London open. So I'd always lived in London. I'd opened a salon. I really enjoyed working there. I really loved it. I was the happiest that I'd been in my working life for years. And then obviously the panny D happened. I moved out to the countryside a couple of hours away from London. But my plan was always to go back and travel in and work. And then I got pregnant with twins and it just all was bearing down on me. It was too hard. Then fucking worldwide virus tried to kill us all, or did it? We don't know. We still don't know. And keeping that salon open was one of the most stressful things ever. Then the world opened back up. And the podcast was going okay. I just started the book club. I was probably making slightly less or maybe equal to what I used to earn doing 2 days a week in the salon. And here came a crossroads in my life. I either had to commit to making this salon work, fully opening it back up and going down there and doing this thing, or I let it go, knowing that it wasn't truly in alignment with me, and really focus 100% on my podcast and on the law of attraction. Now, this was a difficult decision to make because, well, several reasons really. Number one, I had worked for so many years in shitty little back rooms or from my kitchen doing spray tan and lashes. And finally, I had my own salon and it was difficult to get that, right? It was fucking difficult. Like just the renovations of that alone, I still think gave me like fucking Crohn's disease. I think the stress of that, that is when it started. That's when I first got ill. It was incredibly hard work. On top of that, I really enjoyed my job. As much as it was really difficult, and looking back, I'm like, oh my God, how did I enjoy that? I actually loved, even though I did 14-hour days, I loved the clients. I loved my colleagues. I loved working with other people. I loved the job. I actually loved doing lashes and tans as well. I actually love it. That's why I did my whole Become a Spray Tan online course, because I truly think it is such an enjoyable job and it's so lucrative. Also, I'm a single mum and that had been my solid, stable income for nearly 10 years. And so that was terrifying to give that away. And on top of that, of course, I had kept this thing open during the whole of the lockdown. I'd kept it open. I'd spent £2,500 on a new roof. Listen to all of these reasons that were going through my head of why I should keep this business open. And also, not to forget, this was making good money. This was making amazing money. This is a business that I'd built up over several years. But if I was truly honest with myself, my life was not the same. I now had three children. I lived in a completely different county. I didn't even live in London anymore. And more than that, it was not in alignment with my values and my beliefs anymore. I was so dedicated to the law of attraction and growing my podcast. I knew that I could not, my bandwidth would not allow something else to take up space. So I've obviously got three children, trying to run a house and have a bit of a normal life as well, doing the podcast, doing the book club, and running a salon on top. Something had to give. And as difficult as that decision was, and as much as my family said I was crazy, I had to let go of that salon. And letting go meant literally letting go. I could have sold that business, but the stress was so much, I had to make an energetic decision to energetically cut that cord. And I actually gave that salon to an acquaintance. And there were so many limiting beliefs that came up for that. It's like, you've worked hard for this business. You've spent years on it. It's worth something. You should carry on. This is a stable income. All of these things, right? But I knew deep down that my podcast and my business would only grow if I could have the courage, and it is courage, it's true courage to let go of something. It's like quitting a job. It's exactly the same as quitting a job. You have to have the courage to let go of what you know and that stable income and that familiarity that you know, oh, I get up every day and this is what I do. If that is not in your true alignment, and if you have something else that you can do, I'm not saying just fucking quit your job and be like, oh, I hope something comes along. I am not advocating that. It's not something I've done personally. I've always had something like the next thing lined up and already going. But you have to at some point have the courage to admit, this is holding me back. This is holding me down. I need to take a leap of faith and go with what is right for me. And I've done this a couple of times in my life. You know, when I gave up my job, my 9-to-5 that I'd had for 9 goddamn years, I remember my ex-husband just being like, you need to take the leap and know that for a really short period of time, you will have less money and you maybe will feel like you're working harder. But in the long term, it will be so much more beneficial to your life. And guess what? He was 100% right. But it just takes that little bit of courage to let go of the old to make room for the new. Now, this also applies to not just massive things like that, but more recently, I'll be real with you, my dick appointment. And I really had to make a decision in my mind to be like, if I continue to see this person.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
I'm never going to have the mental or time space or anything, because I have so little time anyway, for my actual soulmate to come into my life. I'm not going to have that. So after one last message of like, is your dick free? Is your dick free this week? I was like, actually, I don't think this is a good idea. So I did an energetic cord cutting meditation on my part. The other person never needs to know about that. And I just really decided, nah, I need to make the time and space and energy in my life for somebody that is bringing nothing but high vibes. So that is another one where it's really difficult to let go of that, because like I say, it was one of the best dick appointments I've ever had and so local, but energetically, it was not making me feel great at all. And do you know what else is weird? I kind of started getting this feeling after I started listening to my Attracting My Soulmate subliminal. And I never felt like that before. I was always like, oh my God, it's so amazing. I'm obsessed with, I was like literally dignitized. And then once I started listening to that, I was like, But that is another example of you need to let go of something, even if you really like it, to make space for something new and something that is 100% in alignment with you. So the next one is to take steps before you are ready. This is my next big life lesson that I got given. And this was early last year. I really came to understand the whole taking steps before you're ready. And if you have read any sort of Law of Attraction self-development books, you will see that this comes up quite often. But again, it takes courage. It takes real courage to take the steps before you're ready. And this is going to be individual to each person. It's up to you to decide what the appropriate steps are. So when this happened to me, I would say it was again in the old Panny D. Panny D gave us so many life lessons, right? Didn't it? I'm so thankful for it. And I moved into my house, and the ambition, the goal was always to move in and pretty much straight away to start saving and executing a extension. My house is super, super small. It seemed to close in on me even more when I found out that I was having twins and was going to have 3 young children in this house. And so when the pandemic struck and I lost all my income, I felt super, super depressed, because not only did I have no income to be saving every month to save up for this extension and to start to put this plan into action, but I couldn't really see a way out. I couldn't see how it was ever going to improve, because even if the pandemic disappeared tomorrow, I was going to have two newborn twins where I would not be able to just hop on a train and go down and do 14-hour shifts. Like breastfeeding twins, I was literally feeding them every hour. So there was no way. I just could not see a way out. But despite that, I still put a plan into action, and I made commitment both in time, energy, and money to say that this was really important to me. Having this extension and making my house a comfortable, spacious place to live in for me and my children, that was super, super important to me. That was my number one goal for 2021. That was my number one goal. And you got to remember as well, this is a time when everyone was spending so much time in their homes. So nothing else took precedence over this. And so I remember months and months before, I think it was like even a month before I'd started the book club. So I still had made no money from my podcast whatsoever. I'd made nothing. I decided to employ an architect to come and draw up the plans and to basically plan out the whole extension so that I could then get an accurate quote, but then also put in the planning permission, because that takes several months. And so this was really putting the first steps in place way ahead of time, because I had to have that faith that when the time did come, the builders had a waiting list of say 4 to 6 months, the planning permission took 4 to 6 months to go through. I had to have that faith and take that first step that I would have the money in 6 months. And like I say, I had no idea how. Anyone that starts a podcast, they always say, don't expect to make money from podcasts. You won't make money from podcasts. You truly won't. You know, so that wasn't really an option in my mind. The salon, like I say, was no longer really an option, but I really had to have that faith that it was going to come through. And guess what, bitches? You take action and the rest will follow. As we all know, within the 6 months I'd started the book club, it was popping off. It was getting so popular. It was incredible. And by the summer, the builders were free and I had the money to pay them to do it. And we're not just talking about a small amount of money here. I think it was about £70,000-£80,000. So that was a huge, huge manifestation for me. And that's the thing. Sometimes, you listen to people like Amanda Francis, it's like, I make $700,000 a month. Or you listen to like Denise Duffield Thomas, it's like, I made $3 million last year. And sometimes I'd feel really silly about talking about manifesting a kitchen extension and renovating my house. But I think when you look at it in that perspective, and it's like, I was a single mum that was pregnant, I was on maternity leave, I wasn't allowed to work in the job that I'd been working in for 10 years, like my business had ground to a halt, to go from that to having £70,000 to pay a builder to do an extension for me, I'm sorry, that is a fucking miracle. That is a goddamn miracle, and you will never convince me otherwise. So the important life lesson there, of course, is to take steps before you're ready. Discover what the next steps are. How can you start to prepare for your goal to come to fruition? Really do commit your time, your energy, and your money if you can to that happening, because in my experience, it fucking works. It works. I don't know what to tell you. And my final lesson is that token items, they work. They work so, so well. If you can buy a highly symbolic token item, and it doesn't have to be anything expensive, they truly work. That is why I created my gratitude necklaces. So I have a range of necklaces in silver, gold, and rose gold, and they come in words such as manifest, blessed, thankful, gratitude. And I'm even thinking of adding some that say like love, baby, mother, maybe things like that, because I think that those would be really powerful manifesting token items for people to have and to physically have on themselves. We know the importance of having it physically on you as well. So when I was wanting to have a baby sister for Bohemia, I was in somewhere really cheap. I feel like it was Primark or something. And they had a twin pack of baby grows. One of them I didn't like very much, and I think I gave it to charity. But the other one was a little grey leopard print onesie, and it was nothing really fancy or anything. I just saw it and I was like, oh my God, that is so cute. That is the perfect manifesting item for me to get my baby girl. Now, looking back, I realized I bought a twin pack. What does that tell you about life? Who knows? We'll try not to dwell on that too much. But I bought this onesie and I put it on a little pink hanger and I actually hung it up in front of my rail, like my hanging rail. So it was really visible every time I went into my dressing room. And guess what? Within literally, I think it was less than a week. I think within 5 days, I discovered that I was pregnant. Now, I did take this one step further. And before I found out the gender of the girls, before I even got told by that bloody DNA clinic that they were boys, I went online. Oh my God, this is wild, right? So when we were in the pandemic, I don't know if you remember this. If you didn't have a baby, you wouldn't know. But you could not buy baby clothes anywhere. There was like a massive shortage of newborn and sort of 0 to 3. Older ages you could get, but the real newborn stuff, you couldn't buy that shit anywhere. It was sold out everywhere. I don't know why. Maybe it was just like logistics and stuff. They couldn't get clothes from China. I don't know. So I resorted, and also because I was poor as fuck at the time, I resorted to going on to twin Facebook pages, and twin mums would be selling their matching identical twin girl clothes. Now, I could have had non-identical twin girls. I could have had a girl and a boy. I could have had two boys, right? All of these possibilities are possible. But I went and bought, I think I spent like £40 or £60. It was a lot of money for me. And I bought a massive bag of matching identical twin girl clothes. And again, I hung up, I've got a picture of it on my Instagram. I remember it as if it was yesterday, a little pink matching like bloomer and little top thing, little floral pink thing. And I hung both of them up on matching hangers. Again, really obvious place where you could see it every day in my dressing room. And I had absolute faith that my babies would be identical twin girls. And of course, spoiler alert, if you are up to date on my life, they are. And so I feel like I've used token items most successfully when manifesting pregnancies or genders or whatever. But it really does work for so many things. If you want to buy your first home, I would recommend you buy a really amazing key ring, maybe like a really fancy one, or you could get one engraved like our first home, or I don't know, something like that. If you are manifesting a baby, like I say, you go and pick out a baby outfit that is just, it makes your heart sing. Like you look at it and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to eat whatever child is inside this. Like you just buy something that really brings out a strong emotion in you. If you are looking to have your kitchen extended or redecorated or whatever, and you can't afford it right now, you could just buy the most incredible toaster or kettle or chopping board or a token item that you don't start using right away. You keep it for when you have your kitchen done. Are you getting the vibe? So it is about buying a token item that doesn't have to be expensive, and it will show the universe that you are committed, because you're committing your energy, your time to buy it, your money to buy it, to bring this into your reality. And that's all I've got to say on the matter today. Those are my 3 life lessons that the law of attraction and the universe have taught me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those life lessons. So remember to let go of anything old that no longer serves you in order to make room for the new. And I know it's tempting to keep hold of things that are 50% right, 75% right, maybe even 90% right. But you know in your heart, if something is taking up your time and energy, that is not 100% in your alignment. And I promise you, if you get rid of it, I promise you will make space for something new and for something better. The second life lesson was to take steps before you're ready. And this takes real courage. Again, use your own discretion. Don't get into debt doing this. Don't like spend all your fucking life savings. But really understand where you are in your manifesting journey, how confident you feel of these things. And you don't have to invest your money. It can just be your time and your energy. But make sure that you take these steps to your future goal before you're ready. Don't wait for tomorrow. Just do it today. And finally, token items work. They really do work. So whatever you're trying to manifest into your life, Find out what item would feel significant to you. And maybe it could be something like one of the gratitude necklaces. Maybe having blessed around your neck to you means that you will be blessed with a baby within the next year. Or maybe it means that you'll be blessed to find your soulmate in the next year. Or you'll be blessed to buy your dream house. Whatever it might be, buying a token item really, really works. So I will leave the link to the necklaces down below. It's just on my website, francescaamber.com. Along with everything else, my online courses, my book club information, my subliminal audios, everything is on my website. So go and check that out. And if you want to come and join the book club, it's not too late. We are still at the beginning of the month. We're still in the first week. We've done the first, I think, two or three sections. And this book this month is really strange. So basically, it's about the 5-second rule. So it's like a metacognitive tool that you use to beat procrastination, to beat bad habits. It's wild. It is wild how it works, but it's very short. Like basically, you find out how the 5-second rule works and that's it. You just have to apply it in your life. So the rest of the book is really finding out best ways to apply it, how you can apply it to different areas of your life, all the science behind it. So if you're late for this, please don't think that it's a challenge where you've already missed the first 5 days of the challenge and you'll never catch up. This book really isn't about that, but it is about us committing the next 30 days of our lives to applying the 5-second rule whenever we can in our lives. And let me tell you, my productivity is through the roof. I don't know how. It is the summer holidays. I have booked 5 trips away with my children. I am having 2 birthday parties and I'm still managing to get more work done than I would normally do during normal term time. And it is truly only down to the 5-second rule. So if you want to come and join us and do that, it's not too late. I'm doing a podcast every sort of 4 days, I think, every 3 to 4 days. And yeah, it's really exciting. So I'll leave the link down below. Or again, you can just go to francescaamber.com. And that's all I've got to say to you, bitches. I hope you have an amazing week. If your children are on summer holidays, I hope you have a fun week and make some amazing memories together. But if all you do is survive, that's also great. You survive. That's all you need to do. And you focus on thriving next week. First you survive, then you thrive. That's what I've learned in this life. And I will see you bitches next week. The law of attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches. Don't try it. Then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.